Hello. Can you believe it? We are at 50 episodes today. 50. Oh my gosh. I had 50 episodes up on my vision board when I first started my podcast, and I literally cannot believe that it is already here. So if you hear a little bit of noise in the background, it's because I'm actually on Catalina Islands and I've never been here before, but an opportunity came up. My hubby got a job out here for a couple days. And so he said, you just had your 32nd birthday. Why don't you? And I had to work on that day. So why don't you come out and just enjoy it? And I jumped at the opportunity. I'm so excited to be here. For those of you that haven't been here before, if you take the Catalina Express from Long Beach, California, you land in Avalon on Catalina Island. So what that means is that you get to come right here onto the pier, and it's like a mixture of Avila Beach and Italy, both of which I've been to. So I think that's the best combination. And right now I am on a little cobblestone street by a coffee shop, shocker, shocker. And there are fountains nearby. There's a bakery right across from me. There's a little clothing store, and there's little rooms of people that are staying in the nearby hotel. It's about two blocks from the beach, and it is just a gorgeous, gorgeous sight. So if you are not following me on Instagram, hop on over there to Visibility Vixen so that you can see some of the pictures and the stories that I have posted. So what I wanted to do, I've been hemming and hawing about what I want to do for the 50th episode. And what came to me yesterday is that I want to give you the 32 life and business lessons that I've learned because I turned 32 on the 24th of June. I think that it's always a great thing to listen to what other people have experienced, because you might get a little life lesson or a tip, or it might make your life easier in some way. So we have 32 of these. I'm going to try not to drag on too long, but we're going to dive in here, and I would love to know what you think. Shout me out on Instagram or Facebook, and please, if you have not already, leave a review for the Visibility Vixen podcast. You can do that wherever you're listening, on iTunes or Stitcher, but that helps me know that I am on the right track. It's very easy to leave a review. You can just search for the Visibility Vixen podcast wherever you're listening, on iTunes and Stitcher, and then click write a review. Let me know what podcasts have been your favorite. Let me know what you want to learn. I would love to hear it all. So in the meantime, let's dive in. So the number one lesson that I have learned in my 32 crazy years is God first. And this is whatever belief system that you devote yourself to. But when I started putting God first every single day, not only in my life, but in my business, I noticed such an immense change. I noticed that the doors opened, not only in my personal life, but in Visibility Vixen. Like, I can't take credit for any of my ideas. They all come from my one-on-one time with him. That has by far made the biggest difference in my life. So if you haven't yet, I really recommend dive deeper, figure out what you believe, and then incorporate that into your daily routine. You will never regret that, and it is such a vital decision for me. So for example, whenever I go to my coffee shop, which you guys know and we'll talk about in a little bit, I'm bringing a book, like a devotional study, or right now I'm reading Fervent by Priscilla Shire. It really helps me because it raises my vibration and my frequency. It helps me focus on the bigger picture, and that's when the ideas start flowing. If I were to sit at a coffee shop with like a blank notebook and be like, what am I supposed to do for my business today? It honestly doesn't work. I need that high vibration and that higher power in my life. Number two has been prioritizing health. It is so, so important. No matter what age you are, start taking care of your body. Don't put it off until this launch is over, or when the kids are older, or whatever excuse it may be. Even though it might be a totally valid excuse, I can tell you from not only personal experience, but my husband would tell you, my mom and dad would tell you, like, please prioritize your health. It is the main thing that you have, and you cannot run a successful business without being healthy. I watch it all the time where entrepreneurs are pushing and pushing, and they go through a huge launch, and even though it's maybe successful, maybe it's a six-figure launch, they burn out, they're in the ER, and then they have to spend 6 months spending all of that money that they made taking care of their body. So take care of it. And if you want more information on a step-by-step plan of how to do that, go ahead and go to visibilityvixen.com/courses and take my Life Reboot course. That will teach you more than you need to know and has really changed people's lives. So number three, lesson is work 4 days a week. I know that some of you still have full-time jobs, so this does not apply to you, but for those of us that are 100% in our business every day, I highly recommend only working 4 days a week. It's so easy, especially when we're on crunch time, to force ourselves to work 12-hour days every day. And yes, it still happens, but I've found that taking Wednesdays and weekends off helps me maintain my sanity, and it makes me unhook my claws from my business so that, you know, things can flow and that beauty can flow into my business because I'm not constantly obsessing over it. So I've really enjoyed implementing the 4 days a week rule in my business. I don't always follow it, but I try to about 95% of the time. Otherwise, hubby intervenes and he takes my phone and my laptop and I don't have a choice. The fourth lesson is it will never be perfect, no matter how hard you try. And I guess if you spend years and years before releasing something, it might be perfect in your eyes. But what I've really learned with releasing 6 courses in the past year and a half is that it's never going to be perfect. And I was talking to my mom the other day because she just released her 4th of July book, and she was saying, I'm still finding typos and oh my gosh, and it's so stressful. And I said, I totally hear what you're saying, Mom, but like, don't worry about it. I said, I have wonderful students who will email me and be like, hey, Michelle, I don't think this is the right video. Like, the wonderful Aditi emailed me the other day and was like, hey, there's a podcasting video in your Facebook Live course. So I think when you transferred your system, you put the wrong video in. I don't take that personally. I appreciate that. And I fully expect some part of my course or my program or my workshop to have a mistake in it. And that's okay. I would much rather take action and release something than have it on hold for years and years. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So release the perfectionism. Know that that all comes from high expectations, which you can talk more about in episode 8. Of this podcast with okay. Steve. So meditation is so important because it raises your frequency. It puts you into alpha state instead of beta state, which is where all creativity happens in the frontal lobe. So there's a lot of science behind it. But in other words, you're going to be able to create more in less time if you meditate. So now what used to take me hours and hours and hours and hours to get one thing accomplished, I can do in a matter of minutes because my neurons have fired in a new and unique way because of spending so much time in meditation. So it's really, really important. I recommend that. That's why it's at number 6. So important. Number 7 is what we were talking about earlier, which is the daily ritual. You need to be doing something every single day to help get you in that high vibe creative state. So for me, as you know, it's going to the coffee shop. I bring my devotional book. I bring an inspirational book or a business book. Like right now, I'm reading Think and Grow Rich. Yes, I'm still reading it because it blows my mind so much. So whether it's yoga, whether it's walking, whether it's meditating, whether it's going to the coffee shop, going in the garden, grounding, putting your feet in the earth, whatever it is, be sure that you're doing that every single day. Your body will start craving that time because you're actually feeding yourself. And how many of us, we wake up and we're immediately serving, right? We're cleaning the house, we're making meals, we're taking the kids to school, and before we know it, it's 6 o'clock and we're absolutely exhausted. So be sure to prioritize that time for yourself. Number 8 is a little controversial, and that is limit your friend time. This is if you are in active business building mode, which most of us are. Even though I've been doing this a year and a half, I still am in active business building mode because I want to make a 6- and 7-figure business, right? So in order for me to do that, in order for me to take 1 day off a week, work a 4-day week, have my daily ritual time, be in meditation and working and taking care of my animals and being there for my husband and being there for my parents and doing this visibility summit. The way that I do that is I have to limit my friend time. And all of my friends know this. I can't see them all the time. And of course, there was a time when I was first building my business that I wanted to see anyone and everyone because I felt so alone. But I've had to really limit that. I can't sustain that. So what I do is I see one friend a week for like a coffee or, you know, a dinner date or whatever. But that's pretty much it. It's one day a week. That's what I can sustain. That's what I can support. So that's what I do. I'm not saying that this is going to be an easy decision or one that you have to do. But if you are building a business, especially if you have a family, it's one that I suggest implementing so that you can get more done in less time. Okay. Number 9, high vibe only. And I think high vibe is kind of cliche, but it's the only way that I could think of saying this. It's so important that you surround yourself with people, places, and things that are high vibration only. That means that you're not listening to screamo emo music in the car. You're listening to either inspirational podcasts or uplifting music. That means that you're not watching violent slasher movies or psychopath movies. You're watching inspirational, high vibration movies. It means that the people in your life are high vibration. And the way that you can tell if someone is high vibration is that they're not a parasite and they don't put expectations on you. So that means that you don't step on eggshells afraid of disappointing them. It means that they don't suck your energy and you feel more exhausted after a coffee date than you did before. These are people that are going to lift you up and support you, and they're totally fine with however much time you can give them. It's a two-way street. It's mutually beneficial. It's loving. And I've just found that a lot of my relationships before this last year were that way. And that's why I changed my habits and started only allowing people into my life that qualified in those areas. And in turn, I am a high vibration friend as well. So I'm not dragging them down. I'm not putting expectations on them. I am letting them be who they want to be and supporting them through it all. So that's number 9. Number 10 is social media is an aspect, not the aspect of business. What I mean by that is I fell victim to the, I have to be on Facebook every day and Instagram and Twitter and this and that and emailing my list all the time and blah, 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 blah. It can make you feel crazy, right? And then I finally just stopped for a couple days and was like, well, let's see if the sky really falls if I stop. Nothing stopped. Like, I'm an advocate of posting, you know, every day if you can, but don't feel like a slave to that so that it takes all of your creative energy and you're not creating anything in your business. Social media is meant to enhance your creation. It's to enhance people's perception. And that can't happen if you don't have products, if you don't have services. So if you need to take a couple weeks or a month off of social media, that's okay. That's why you don't see me posting as much right now. It's because I'm rehauling everything. I'm designing social media graphics. I'm designing Pinterest graphics for every single piece of my content and then putting it into my social media rotation. I'm not worried about not posting right now, which goes against what a lot of people say, but I would much rather make it excellent and then release it than be posting mediocre crap every day. So that was a big lesson that I learned this year, and I hope that's encouraging to you as well. Number 11 is the body follows the mind. This is so vital. If you can just write this down and look at this every day, remember that your body, your future, your reality follows your mindset. It follows your thoughts. It follows everything that has to do with your mind. And I catch myself sometimes feeling a little down or, you know, getting a little bit of a sore throat only to inspect my mindset and go, oh, well, I've been thinking these discouraging thoughts. So that has been a huge, huge shift for me and one that I really highly recommend that you do as well. Remember, no matter what, your body, your business, your reality follows your mindset. So that's why you have to be doing the daily ritual. That's why you have to be meditating, because without those things, you will solidify your own failure because you've been trained to think those self-defeating thoughts. Number 12 is capture your thoughts. It goes right along with number 11. You have to take your mind captive. And that means, like, when I first got started with this, I would set alarms on my phone for every hour. And every hour it would ding, and I would have to think, like, okay, what have I been thinking? And it's a process to even become aware of what you've been thinking. Like, I don't know if you've tried that, but it doesn't come naturally, because most of the time when you first ask yourself, what have I been thinking? It's like, oh, nothing, I've just been sitting. So remember, whatever you are doing, whatever you are trying to achieve in your life and business, can't even get started if you don't capture your own thoughts. Okay, number 13 is put your blinders on. This is so hard. I mean, I remember struggling with this so much. I would wake up in the morning and I would look at my phone, which is a terrible habit, I know. And then I would look at Facebook, I'd look at my email, and I'm on other people's lists. So it would be, you know, people that I looked up to and their most recent 6 or 7 figure launch. And it was really discouraging. And I felt, before I even got out of bed, like, what's the point? And then my creativity for that day would die. So I think it's really important to put your blinders on. Remember that even if you were handed Marie Forleo's business, you could not make it successful because it isn't yours. It didn't stem from your own original creative idea, and her mission has nothing to do with your mission. So I wish I would have learned that a long time ago, to just put your blinders on, focus on your own work, keep your eyes on your own paper. Number 14 is go into the submarine. And you may have heard me say this. I actually send a message to my family and friends when I am creating something, and I tell them I'm going into the submarine, because that means that I am going into creation mode and actually putting that into action. So that means creating the online course, starting the program, doing the videos, you know, podcasting, whatever it may be, that I am going into the submarine to actually get that accomplished. So they know that I'm going to drop off the face of the earth and hardly talk to them, because I have to get that creativity out now, because I believe in immediate action. Number 15 is create, then rest. This is a hard one to learn, but it's so essential, because we tend to create, but we have high expectations on ourselves, so it's never really enough. So we have to create more, and then that doesn't get the results we want, so we have to create more, and then we burn out. Instead, I really want to encourage you to create, then rest. You know, that's why God created the earth in 6 days and rested the seventh. We all need that. He didn't do that because he needed the rest. He did it because he was instructing us what we should be doing as well. And a huge part of that is creating and then resting. So give yourself permission to create something amazing and then go and rest, rejuvenate, let your cells heal. And this is how you stop getting burnt out. This is how you keep yourself from going to the emergency room during a launch, is creating, then resting. Mel is a great example of this. She does her launch and then she gets out of town for a couple weeks. Not that all of us can necessarily do that, but you can certainly take the day off and go relax at the beach, on a lake, in a garden. Okay, number 16 is celebrate the little things. I'm sure you've seen this, you know, posted to death on social media, but I really wanted to cover this because it's something I was so bad at doing. I was so bad at celebrating even the smallest win. I'd be like, oh, well, I could have done that better. I could have done that better, blah, 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 blah. And I would torture myself. And what's the point? I mean, we're not guaranteed tomorrow anyway. So if I never celebrate completing that course or making that first launch or that first even dollar, then what's the point? I'm not truly living in the moment. I'm not truly enjoying my life. I'm under this constant thumb of needing to do more and needing to do it better and only celebrating when it gets to a certain level of success. And I just think that that is ridiculous. And I'm saying that to myself. So be sure that you are celebrating even the smallest win, whether it's treating yourself to a coffee, whether it's, you know, having a glass of wine or going to the park or going out with your spouse or your friend. Do something, because then you release those chemicals in your brain which feel great, like serotonin or tryptophan or whatever they are. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. And so your body goes, ooh, I really, really like this. Well, how do we get her to feel this feeling again? Oh, we need to create more. Here's some new ideas. So it's a really great way to get into a pattern of not only celebrating your wins, but stimulating your creativity. Okay, so we are halfway through, and I want to take a break to talk to you a little bit about what has made such a difference in my business in the past month, and that is ClickFunnels. So we're taking a little commercial break. It's a new thing that I'm incorporating into my show, because as much as I want you to enjoy these podcasts, I also really want you to learn the next steps of your business. So if you've taken my Chic Systems course, you know that I talk about using Squarespace for your website pages, SamCart for your checkout pages. You can either use Squarespace or Lead Pages for your opt-in forms, and what was the other one? Sales Pages, Order Confirmations, Thank You Pages. Yeah, so those are the main softwares that I suggest that you use while you're first starting out. So I was introduced to ClickFunnels a month and a half ago. And I thought, well, this looks okay. I'm going to give it a shot. And so I signed up for it, and I actually did the higher package where I could also move over my email list, eliminating my need for ConvertKit. And it also enabled me to host my courses on it, eliminating my need for Teachable. So I have since moved everything in my business over to ClickFunnels, and it has been a crazy experience. It definitely has had its frustrating moments because, heads up, it is learning an entirely new language, but it was so worth it because now everything is in one system and I'm saving a lot of money instead of using all of these other softwares at once. So if you're first starting out, there's no shame. Stick with what you're doing if it's, you know, MailChimp and PayPal or whatever. But if you're ready to make your life a little bit easier and a little bit more streamlined, then I highly recommend ClickFunnels. I'm going to have the link below, so all you need to do is either, if you're watching this on my webpage, scroll down and you'll see it in the description. If you're watching it or listening on iTunes, YouTube, or Stitcher, just click View Full Description and it will be a clickable link. But I really want you to think about making this move because it's made such a difference in my business. Everything's in one place. I only need to know one login. I'm not having to get this software to talk to this software to talk to that software. It's all together. It's a very seamless experience. So here's the two ways that you can work with ClickFunnels. Number one is that you can get the $97 a month option, and that helps you set up all of your opt-in pages, sales pages, order forms, and order confirmation pages. This means that you don't need Lead Pages, SamCart, any other checkout software that you may have. It's all in one system. So you are going to be saving money because you're not paying as much per month for those different softwares separately. It's all in one system. So for example, like Squarespace is anywhere from $10 to $30 a month. And then for me, SamCart was $99 per month. You may have a cheaper option, which is totally fine, but this eliminates the need to have two or three softwares to do one thing. The second option you can do, which is more expensive but worth it, which I'll explain, is the $297 a month option, which enables you to have Actionetics and memberships. Memberships are the same thing as courses in their system, and instead of needing ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, ConvertKit, Infusionsoft, any of those things, it's all in their system. So they take care of everything. So you can have all your lists together, you can have your sequences to send out to your list, it's all totally together. And I really, really, really love that. And then instead of using Teachable or Kajabi or what are the other sites to host courses? There's so many of them. That is also included in with ClickFunnels. So this has been a really instrumental decision for my business, one that I don't have to worry about nearly as much. So if you're interested, like I said, the link will be below. It is an affiliate link. There's no pressure. I just want to keep you updated on what I'm using in my business and what is actually working. Okay, so let's get into the second half of the podcast. Okay, so now we are going to listen to number 17. And this lesson is writing love letters to money. This is something my friend Ashley encouraged me to do a couple months ago, and I am not kidding you. I wrote this letter and the next day made $500 in my business. Every time her and I tell each other to write a letter, and we do, we get sales that day, or she gets a new client that day. It's just unbelievable how many times this actually works. So I really encourage you that if you haven't yet, just go to a coffee shop or go to your bedroom, find a place to relax, and just write a little letter. Write it as if you're writing it to a person. Dear Money, like I had to really write out the what I'd been taught about money or what had disappointed me about money with my family growing up and getting all of these crappy like past relationship things out of my system. And then I was able to say, this is what I want. And I was able to really break down exactly what I wanted out of our future relationship, talking to money like a person. And this has made such a difference in my life and business. So I highly recommend that you do that as well. Number 18 is give grace. This is hard, especially in our life and business, because we want to stick it to the people that have stuck it to us. We want to be able to be hurt if someone lashes out. We want to be able to, you know, have an eye for an eye. But I got to tell you, nothing ruins your reputation quicker in this business than choosing that response of anger or frustration or guilt or shame. So I really, really encourage you to just give grace. Even when someone just comes at you for no reason, I get those emails sometimes where someone's triggered and they're just mad, and it's hard. You want to be like, hey, get out of my face, right? But every time I really try to give grace, because the best thing that I have in my business is my integrity and my reputation. And you'd be really surprised how quickly that can crash and burn, because this is, even though it's all over the world, it is a small business. Number 19 is to remember people, most people, 99% of people, react in their wounds. They react because they're wounded. Those nasty messages, those side glances in the street, those family members, those friends, people that have really, really hurt you, try to remember that they do it because they are wounded. Oh, that has been so helpful for me, because the more that you can remember that, the more that you can understand to not take it personally. And this is a learned behavior. Every time someone comes at me with anger or tries to hurt my feelings, I always try to remind myself they're in their wounds. And that leads me to number 20, which is hard. But what I'm calling this lesson is, you know better. This means that if someone's coming to you in anger and you know that it's based on their wounds, but you know better, you have more of a high vibration, you've done the inner work, that means that you can't respond in the same way, in the same vibration. You have to be better. So if you know better, that means that you can't respond like you want to respond, which I like to call in the flesh. You can't rip their head off, right? You have to be kind and release them because you know better. And that has been a really, really hard, painful lesson to learn. But the way that I like to think of it is, I may carry the memory of other people hurting me, but I wasn't the one that caused that hurt. I would hate to walk around with that. I would hate to walk around, you know, the girl that bullied me when I was 12 to 14. I would hate to walk around with the guilt of knowing that I did that to someone later in my life. So that has really been a big lesson for me, especially this year, and one that I'm happy to be learning. Number 21 is ask for opportunities. I hear a lot of people that are like, if only I could get into that publication, if only I could go to that event. And I just say, well, why not just ask? Meaning, set your intention. I want to go to 5 events this year. I want to get into publications this year. I have an affirmation reminder on my phone that says, publicity is attracted to me endlessly and effortlessly every day. And I got to tell you, I haven't sought any opportunities this year, but I've been featured more this year than any other year in my business. So this really does work. Number 22 is to act immediately on your ideas. If you have an idea, if you have a creative idea, instead of sitting on it and waiting until it's a convenient time, just act on it. The Visibility Summit came to me out of nowhere and I acted on it. And I gotta be honest, there were people that told me I was crazy. You know, Naveed, who I absolutely respect and adore, I met him at an event and he told me I was crazy. And I just went, well, I might be crazy, but I'm gonna do it because it's my idea, it's an original idea. And you know, I have an agreement with God that I'm gonna act on it if he puts something on my heart. So act immediately on your ideas. And this concept is solidified in that book I was telling you about, Think and Grow Rich, which is a must read. Number 23, if you have a Facebook group, a membership, a coaching program, I encourage you to be rigid. And I know that you don't hear the word rigid very much in a positive way, but I mean this in the best way. this is the place that you are creating. This is your space. Other people are guests in your space. And we tend to be nervous to really put our feet down because we're like, well, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to, But that's a mistake. Your group, your space, your membership, your group coaching program has to be different because it's yours. So if people are misbehaving, if people are, it's like in my Facebook group, no political posts of any kind, they're going to get deleted and chances are you're going to get booted. This isn't the place for that. None of us are all going to agree. So it's just a mess, right? I don't want to ostracize anybody. There's no room for swearing or hurting people in my group. You're going to get kicked out. There's no reason for you to be promoting yourself shamelessly if it's not under a specific promo post. I call people out. Stop that, because this is my space. So I encourage you to be rigid with that. I also try to be very rigid in terms of, okay, I understand that you're struggling, but I'm not going to go into the pity party with you. Let's fix it. So you can also be rigid in a beautiful, wonderful way. It's like my husband and I hold each other accountable all the time. We go, oh, well, that's a nice pity party. Are you enjoying yourself? Let's change our mindset. So rigid can be a really beautiful thing. Number 24, don't be afraid to connect with your students. Don't be afraid to accept their Facebook friend requests. Don't be afraid to shout them out on Instagram if you're thinking about them. Don't be afraid to send them a PM and see how they're doing, or to send an email that's really, really personal to them. It means a lot to them, and what you're looking to do is not just get that one-off sale, you're looking to build a lifetime relationship. And it's a fine line to walk, but you can always be kind, right? And my students never have a problem. Like, I had to switch my email over just because I didn't want to be giving out my personal email anymore. So now it's hello@visibilityvixens.com. People don't have a problem with that. So you can still have boundaries, but there's no reason that you shouldn't be connecting with your students to build those lifelong relationships and to make them a lifelong buyer and fan. Number 25 is challenging. It's to post honestly. I'm not saying if you're having a really horrible day to be like, I'm having a horrible day, validate me. But if you've recently come through a trial, share it and share the wins that you've learned, how you've come out stronger. Be honest about your story. I can't tell you how many podcasts I've been on this year because people want to hear about my story. And it's not pretty. It's, you know, parts of it are humiliating. Parts of it are horrible and painful, but people can relate to me because of it, because I don't try to make everything shiny and beautiful. So I really encourage you to post honestly, you know, on your social media as much as you can. Number 26, pretty obvious, especially with our commercial break, but build a system. Make sure that you have a system for your business in place to support you. You are not always going to have hours and hours a day to be running the tech behind your business. So try to find something, whether it's ClickFunnels or one of the other systems I've mentioned, that can help make your life easier. Number 27, we're getting into finances here. These are just my suggestions. You don't have to do this, and this is certainly not legal advice. But number 27 is to set aside 30% for taxes. This is hard. You know, you make your first $500 and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to put 100 and something aside for taxes. Ah! But it's better to be safe than sorry. And you just never know. Like, hopefully your CPA can do an amazing job and you won't owe at the end of the year, but you really just don't want to have to fork out a couple grand to tens of thousands of dollars because you didn't prepare in advance to set aside 30%. Number 28 is a little bit harder, and that is to be sure that the money that you're making, that you're also giving back to a cause that you believe in. So once for me, our Samaritan's Purse, the recovery of children led by my friend Boz that goes around the world rescuing kidnapped American kids, and the Wildlife Way Station. Find ones that are in alignment with your views and how you want to make the world a better place, your big why, and be sure that you start actively donating part of what you make. For me, it's 10%, to get into this habit. It not only helps you, like, in a selfish way with taxes, but it actually facilitates your mission on this planet. And it's a beautiful, like, the world is bigger than you kind of practice to get into. So I really, really recommend starting that now. Number 29, this is for the type A's out there that build and forget that they're human. And the lesson is, remember to be a friend. I can tend to really space out because I'm so, like, let's go and, like, leader and blah, blah, that I forget to be a friend. text, see how people are doing, send cards, whatever your love language is. Remember to reach out, be a friend. I know I can certainly get sidetracked and forget that. Okay, number 30 is to read. Read, read, read. Make this your practice. Put it in your daily ritual. Read, you know, I like to read a spiritual book and an enlightening or business book. Start learning, expanding your knowledge. Be a lifelong student. This not only helps you to like learn and expand your horizons, but it makes you, your brain, able to absorb new information. And it's so, so important for your creativity. So remember to read, read, read. Number 31 is don't be afraid to have your guilty pleasures. It's okay. I have to go to the coffee shop every day. It's a part of who I am. My husband's okay with it. It's $2.75 a day, but for me it means the world. Even if it's weird stuff, one of the weirdest things about me is I love wheatgrass. I love it. And not like getting a shot at a juice bar like a normal person. I like the tablets, the wheatgrass tablets. I chew on them like candy. It's weird. I love it. It's just who I am. Don't be afraid to have your guilty pleasures. And our last one, number 32, it's one that has really been on my heart this year, and that is to grow flowers and save bees. This is an important thing that is happening in our world right now where people are doing so much with buildings and cement and all of that, that they are not being an active gardener. They're not planting enough, and the situation is that so many bees are dying. They're actually endangered, and the problem with that is that they don't have enough food, so they don't have enough flowers to be able to pollinate.